Ocean FM.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Ocean FM, the IBA, and funded by Commission Le Mans with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
On Ours to Protect this Thursday, we're catching up with the Power to Change project, which we featured on the station earlier in the year. The project seeks to resource communities who are looking to do something on climate change in their area. And we're going to hear more shortly from Yvonne Lang. But first, we'll go to some good news that the farming community shared with us all this week. You might have heard that last year saw Irish farms produce lower greenhouse gas emissions by reducing their use of chemical nitrogen fertilisers. And in fact, farms that have been part of the Chagask Signpost Environment Scheme did even better than the average, with, for example, sheep farmers in the programme using 20% less chemical nitrogen on their farms. These signpost farms are trying out new environmental methods and technologies, and results like this mean that they're able to show their peers that they can have confidence in these technologies without affecting profitability or productivity. So hopefully we'll see these spreading more widely to Irish farms to continue emissions reductions. In the Northwest, you can contact Gary Fisher and Cian Devaney if you'd like to know more about the scheme or its results here. Apart from our farmers, lots of other local people are keen to reduce their contribution to climate change. And the Power to Change project was established in the Northwest in order to help communities on the ground to make their climate change projects a success and to encourage others to replicate them. Although lots of people have already been busily working away getting the project off the ground, the official launch of Power to Change is taking place later this month, on the 24th of October. Yvonne Lang of ATU Sligo filled me in on what's been going on over the summer months.
There's been a lot of really interesting conversations and a lot of positive actions, and what's really energising from my point of view is seeing that people really want to make change. And that's where the entire concept of Power to Change came from. That the actual changes that will take place, they are the volunteers that do that. These are the community groups that take the action to make the change happen. But the guidance and the support in order to achieve that is what Power to Change was established on. So it's supporting community-led climate action. For us, it was key to listen to the community groups to know what they wanted to achieve. What was the action? What was the target they wanted to win that year? What was their target for 3 years and 5 years? And what did they need to achieve that? And we do have a number of different strands within Power to Change. One of them is our community mentoring and training program, which is where we will be working very closely with community groups and sharing then their stories with other groups to see how they can implement change. And having that profile is really key, because you reflect and you look at, well, I'm a community group, there's only 20 people in my group, what can we do? I'm a community group, there's only 3 people in my group, what can we do? And it's about that, it's about showcasing what you can do with the time you have, with the resources that you have, and putting in realistic targets that mean that you feel you've been successful in what you've done. And it is a collective, everything is a collective, that while we have the power of one, I think we have to definitely embrace that, because it is the power of one person that can get people thinking and talking, but it's the collective effort that actually brings about the overall change that we're going to see.
When looking to tackle climate change, having a local resource like Power to Change is quite incredible, because they'll find support and expertise for whatever aspect of tackling climate change is the right one for your group or your area. As Sligo County Council's Climate Action Officer Pete Murtha tells us, this covers a bewildering broad range of areas.
Climate covers everything. So from the smallest issue in your own home to issues you have in your local town or city or whatever that may be, you know, there's so many things which have an impact on climate change and which we can change and investigate and consider and take a new approach to. But essentially is to try and hit our targets for 2030, which are a 51% emission reduction and a 50% energy efficiency improvement. There are lots of things being discussed already, from, you know, improvements in public transport, in moving to more renewable energies. There's so many different subjects for consideration.
The community groups currently working with Power to Change each have their own priorities as well as overlapping interests.
Within this round, woodlands were very important. Understanding biodiversity was very important. Understanding waste is another important. Understanding energy was very important. And we're working on making sure that we design workshops and information sessions that would meet the needs that have been identified by our groups. So for example, with the Community Woodland Day, when people do attend that, they'll be introduced to what are the key questions you need to ask if you want to develop a woodland. Because there are a number of things you need to be aware of before you do that. And I've learned so much about this in the process. And so it begins to make you think about, I want to take an action, where's my starting point? Who's my contact? And then from there, what's the next stage is to moving forward to it actually being implemented.
The community workshops taking place over the next few months will focus on the areas of woodlands, on composting, and one on food waste. For anyone that's interested, there are still places available in the Native Woodland Workshop on the 24th of October, and you're lucky that transport will be provided from Sligo Town. The beauty of initiatives like this is that while they really do make a difference in dealing with climate change, they're also good for communities and individuals in lots of other ways. GP Dr. Sean Owens is part of the Climate and Health Alliance, which works to highlight how what is good for our environment is also good for our health and well-being.
So there's a huge opportunity for communities to band together. There's an occupational health aspect of that that's a real positive. You get together with a group of people who have a common goal, but we can do much better. We can actually say, I want to live long and healthy lives. And then, go to something like the Blue Zones. Well, what are their commonalities? Living in a tribe, living and spending time with loved ones, and having natural activity as part of your natural environment.
At the moment, you can find out more about the Power to Change project on the Sligo PPN website. And there'll be more resources on the project's dedicated page if you search for Power to Change from the 24th of October onwards. The project will recruit more groups in March of next year, but they're looking to get as many people and groups involved as possible, and they're willing to help anyone with an interest. They've set up a facility to respond to any questions on the area of climate change in the meantime. Yvonne Lang is the main contact for these and for anything else to do with the project.
We've established that now. It's our Community Climate Support Forum. It's hosted on the Sligo PPN website also. That will be going live on the launch day of Power to Change, which is the 24th of October. But in the meantime, if people want to get that link, if they want to post questions, they can email me, yvonne.lang@atu.ie. Our aim is that every week those questions are reviewed and we then post pieces of information that would be relevant to community groups. So this week, for example, there were some incredibly interesting questions about fresh water and our rivers and our lakes and what community groups can do to protect our rivers and our lakes. You know, it was wonderful to see that people wanted to take charge and take that ownership and take action in that space. So we'll be posting some little bits of information on that towards the end of this week and early next week on the website.